You tell me there's how do you call me for your religion? You can't call me for your religion. You tell me I have no proof that my religion is the true religion. Because listen, we have to know this fact. We should not ignore it. Everybody knows it, that there is a lot of religions in the world. A lot of religions. In India itself, you have thousands of religions. Now, I want to follow the true one. How can I follow the true one? I have to make differentiate between the right one and the wrong one. And you tell me mine is the right one. Now, I'm asking the truth. If you find it.
I'm not very well versed in Quran. Presumably, Muhammad taught about faith. Buddha taught about faith. If there is proof that one religion is correct, they would have no need to talk about faith. I mean, you take a leap of faith, no matter which religion you believe, presumably you're taking a leap of faith, okay? You're putting your trust in something that you don't know for certain that you're taking a leap, and there's evidence there. But as I say, there's proof. I've never seen anything, any verse of any kind of religious written verse whatsoever.
Right.
Okay, there's proof.
Right. The only thing we can say is what we've experienced. What we've experienced in our time. And a lot of that can be subjective. All right. Now, my answer is, the challenge is written in the Quran. God said, had they not listened or contemplated the Quran, if it contains if it was revealed by others than God, you would have surely find a lot of inconsistency, a lot of contradictions. By this we can find out, because you see, there are devil people. There are devils in the form of human beings. They write something and they tell you, this is what God reveals to me. Now we want to differentiate between the right one and the wrong one. How can we? You see, this is the case.
That's the thing. I'm saying we can get a good argument. But a proof is something that you can say, therefore this is so, and there's no question. Gravity. There's no question.
Okay.
But if the Bible, the Quran, it's all has to be taken on faith. You can prove, you can tell what it says.
There are, my friend, there are signs which is very simple for you to know that if this is right or not. Very, very simple signs. Number one, if we tell you that God is one, you should not attribute sonship for God. You should not claim that God has a son. And the key of paradise is not in my pocket. The key of paradise is not in my pocket. But the key of paradise is to believe that no one deserves to be worshipped except my Creator. Since He is the only Creator, He is my only God. Now, the sign of what we find in Christianity, for example, is my friends allow me to mention it without any hatred, without any, you know, because we have to discuss open-mindedly. It's not like some fanatic, you know. All right. Now, the sign in the Bible says God is three. Now, when you come and say, how do you say that God is three?
He is three. Now you will be hesitant. Three, one, finally, three in one.
You just put the letter in and it solves your problem. You thought that it solved your problem. You did not solve your problem. That's the first insult against God, to refer to Him a Son or a Holy Spirit and you say that we are one. It is wrong that you find, for example, in the Bible, we have different Bibles. We have Bible which contains 73 books. We have Bible which contains 66 books, which is the King James Version. The first one is the New Version. We have the Authorized Bible which contains 81 books. Therefore, it is easy for you just to make a little analysis.
You find out which is right and which is wrong.
Because you can tell me today, you can choose anything you want. And a man is free to choose any religion he desires. I say yes. But your salvation at the last day is based upon your choice today.
Let me ask you a question.
Well, I'm sorry. Listen.
Okay. You cannot prove that God has come. But you can prove that God doesn't have come.
He said, is it difficult for God to have a son? Is it difficult for God to afflict you? Is it difficult for God to afflict you or not? is not difficult. Nothing is difficult to God. But God does not do except the right thing. When we talk about God, we talk about perfectness. That God is perfect. If God is perfect, he does not anything wrong. And it is wrong to claim that God has a son. I ask you a question, for example. Can God create another one? Can God create another God? You will say no. Believe me, you will say no. It doesn't mean that God is a
sicker. For him?
No. This is the message you see. This is a false argument. When we talk about God, we are talking about godly things. Righteous things, because if you tell me you are righteous, who created righteousness? The most perfect God Almighty. So he does not do wrong things. He do good things. And one of the good things, that he is one. There is no other creator. And you will find, you see, the proof of that is in your nature. It's in your heart. He has a big question. Wait for the big question.
We've been talking about Jesus. All right. Let's talk about Quran.
Right.
You said that God is perfect.
Yes.
And at the same time, we know that Muhammad, when he started his, Islam.
He did not start Islam. That's a mistake. Islam was the religion of the first creator on the world, and that is Adam. Do you agree or you disagree?
No, I disagree.
He disagrees. All right. Let me ask you, was Christ Christian?
Was Adam a Christian?
It was Christ.
Excuse me.
And the followers are Christian.
Was Christ Christian?
It was Christ. And the followers are Christian.
Did he call for Christianity? Did Jesus call for Christianity?
No.
Because for love.
Huh?
And this view.
So he did not call for religion?
But because for love. And this view.
Because for love.
He said, you must imitate.
Jesus called for a system of life. Jesus called for a system of life.
Okay,
don't tell me that Jesus called something for love.
Okay,
this is an emotional word which is empty. It is emotional but empty at the same time.
Christianity is the word that Paul made up, the Apostle Paul, for Jesus' word.
We know that God, you see, love is one of the things that Jesus called for. We don't say, no, Jesus did not call for love. No, Jesus called for love. I agree with you. But Jesus called for a system for me and you.
But he never
called. How to deal with ourselves and how to deal with God. This is the reason why God sent Jesus, right? Now, I'm still asking, did Jesus call for a religion or he did not call for a religion? No. Give me a straight answer, please.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the answer again.
Okay. The followers that follow his style of life, it's a group, right? So we have to name them. And then this group is Christianity. These are the Christians.
What was the religion of Jesus? I'm asking this man. What is the religion of Jesus?
Jesus himself was Jewish. But he asked people to follow him and imitate him.
Right. So he was a Jew and he called people to follow him.
Right.
That means he called the people to be Jews like him.
Why
were you Christian there today?
Why are you Christian?
It is not
what he did. Christian literally meant little Christ. Little Jesus. And they were first called Christians in India as an insult, saying they're just little Christ.
My dear, if we tell you that the word Christianity is not in the Bible, if we tell you that the word Bible is not in the Bible, if we tell you the word Trinity is not in the Bible.
Yeah, Trinity is not. The word Christianity.
The word Christianity.
Not Christianity.
You see, now I'm telling you, if Jesus came to tell you, to give you teaching, why did we change the name of Judaism to be Christianity?
Because after the establishment, because when Christ came, people who were not followers, because the followers of Jesus no longer considered, because the followers of Jesus, if they were the true Jews, they no longer considered the non-followers of Jesus true Jews. So they had to distinguish themselves from one another and separate themselves, and they did so by calling themselves Christians. That's why.
That's not an answer. I'll give you my answer. My answer is that Jesus did not know that religion called Christianity, and that word came after him. And that That became a title for a new religion. And we find another experience. Now, you tell me that Jesus was a Jew. You agree with that or you disagree? He agrees that Jesus was a Jew. Which means, let us keep it as a secret. Don't tell anybody.
Wait.
You disagree.
Which means that you are, in fact, you Christians are Jews in a form of Christianity.
That's right. Yeah, I know.
Don't tell anyone.
All right.
Now, you must be proud of the religion that...
It's the beginning of the...
You should be proud of the religion that Jesus followed.
Okay. It was the beginning of salvation. The Jews, when God told Abraham.
My dear, we have two. The fact that we have today two religions. The fact is that we have today two religions. Christianity and Judaism. And you tell me that I follow Christ, but Christ was a Jew. Which one you follow? Now. Wait. Now I ask you now another question. Where did we get that name Judaism? I ask you, was Moses Jew? You say yes.
Yeah.
Was Jesus Jew?
Yeah.
Yes. I ask you another question. Was Judah Jew?
Judah.
Oh, we find the trick now. Yeah. That is the name of another religion, which derived by the name of a person who called Jew, Judah. Now, was Judah Jew? Another question will be raised, and that is, was Abraham Jew or Christian?
Yes.
And we know that in it. That's wrong. Abraham is the father of the prophet, and you tell me that he was neither Jew nor Christian. Now, I want to know, what was the religion that Abraham used to call for?
He was a Muslim.
He says that Abraham was not a Muslim. What about Adam? We don't believe that Adam was a bamboo, you know, a monkey, blah, 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 blah. The first creator on earth was not a monkey. He was a prophet. Because if you tell me I have the right to catch the guidance of God, the first creator will say the same thing.
I want to come back.
He will say, I need the guidance also. I am the first creator on the earth. Now, I tell you, do we agree, all of us? Do we have a common term among all of us that all prophets call for obedience and submission and surrender to God? Yes or no?
Yes?
Yes. You are saying you sign in English.
Okay, let me ask him. Can I ask you something?
You are saying you sign in English, brother.
Let me ask you something. Okay.
Please.
Did Muhammad sin?
Sorry?
Did Muhammad sin?
No.
No? He's without sin. So if Muhammad was without sin, okay, then he had a perfect relationship with God, right? He was perfectly...
We have to ask you some details when you talk about sin, because sin is a word which contains many meanings. Do you mean by sin that he fornicates, for example?
I mean by sin that he...
Make mistakes.
I mean the sin that he, in any way, shape, or form, from the time he was born, the time he died, or whenever, that he, at some point in his life, or at any point, was not perfectly submitted to the will of God.
Muhammad is not perfect.
Okay.
Why? Because he's a human being. He commits mistakes.
Okay.
Like, for example... this is the question. What kind of mistake?
Okay, now, if Islam is the truth, okay?
Okay.
And perfection has never come to earth in human form, and we have never seen a human being live a perfect example, or set an example of how we are to live, not only through words, but through their whole lifestyle, through their whole being, if we had never seen the example of a perfect spirit, then what the hell are we, pardon me, what are we supposed to do, you know?
Right.
I mean, so how...
I understand your point.
Okay.
I said, my friend, that the prophet gave a clear statement that all the sons of Adam are khata'un. They make mistakes. All the sons of Adam, all of them, they make mistakes. But the best among the sons of Adam are those who repent. The best among the sons of Adam are those who repent and return to God. Now, if you talk about Muhammad, actually, yes, he made some mistakes. For example, a blind man came to him, and he was preaching one high person level, one, you know, important person. And at the same time, a blind man came to him, and he said, I want to know the truth. And the Prophet did not want, you know, he turned away from him, and he said, it's not your time. He did not say it. You know, practically, he turned away, he did not listen to him. God blamed the Prophet Muhammad for that. He said, this man, blind man, he came by his own self, speaking the truth. This blind man is more valuable in the sight of God than this boast, arrogant person. God corrected the situation. Now, did he tell me that this is a sin? Yes. It is a small sin. But not like the sin, that we find in the book, for example, the Bible, in the book of Genesis chapter 19, verse 30, that Lot slept with his two daughters, and they had children by their father. We don't believe in this. We don't believe in the prophet Judah, that he slept with his daughter-in-law. He found her on the street. He said, I want to sleep with you. He said, how much you pay? He said, I give you my seat. Yes. Okay. Now, is that a sin?
I have a question. New Ten Commandments, God said, don't kill.
No, that's not the first commandment.
One.
No.
The Ten Commandments.
I disagree with you. Unless you tell me what is the first commandment.
Love God.
No.
I am God.
The Lord our God is one God. That's the first commandment.
Okay. But he said also, don't kill. Don't commit adultery.
We are with Christianity. We are with Christianity in that. No problem.
So, do you agree or disagree that Muhammad killed?
Muhammad killed?
And or told his followers to kill?
Yes. Yes, so.
He disagrees with the Ten Commandments. One. How many women he married? Nine or ten?
Nine. Let's say nine.
Okay, nine. And you know that God...
How many Abraham married in the Bible? How many Solomon married? 1,000 wives.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let me continue.
Yes, 1,000 wives. Go ahead. Let me answer the first one. Let me answer the first one. I'll let you continue. I don't want to...
At the beginning. Male and female. One. One and one. He did not create them, male and non-female. Anyhow, what do you think about a man of 45 years old sleeps with a girl of 11? What do you think?
All right. Did you finish your question?
Okay. What do you think?
Did you finish your question?
Yes.
The first question is, do you believe that the Bible says don't kill?
What?
And I believe that the Quran said don't kill.
Okay.
But this is in general. But if someone speaks against God, the Bible says, for the one who speaks ill against his parents, he should be killed.
That's
right. If he speaks ill, you should be killed. You see them. You don't know your brother, my friend. Let me answer you. In the book of Numbers, chapter 31, verse 1, that God said, kill everyone. Kill the women. Kill the children. Kill the old men. Kill even the animals. Don't let anyone alive. Destroy everything.
Do you believe in this?
Do you believe in God
that tells you to kill his creation?
I have no answer. Jesus said for those who don't accept my way, that I ruin both of them, bring them here and let me slay them.
No.
Give me the Bible. You say no? Wait for the answer. If you say no, I'm not lying. I know your Bible more than you do.
Okay. I know it.
Now to the second answer. See? Let me give you the second answer.
Okay.
But no, not this one. When Akini in the Arabic. Now.
How many Bibles there are?
Wait, let me give you the second answer. The second answer is, what is the second? That's why I'm telling you. I forget all
about when you married Aisha.
How many wives the Prophet Muhammad married? I tell you, 9. So what does it mean? Tell me, it's wrong?
Yes.
It's wrong.
Okay.
Solomon married 700 wives and 300 concubines. That's the one. Abraham married.
Who was the prophet?
Abraham.
He did not understand what God.
What?
Prophet.
God.
And it starts from nothing. And it became clear and clear. At that stage, they did not understand what was God. So what was God asking from them?
Would you prefer frequent lovers or frequent wives?
I am against multiple marriages. About getting.
Luke chapter 19, verse 27. Give me.
Okay, I know it.
About Jesus said, for those who don't accept that I ruin over them, bring them here and let me slay them.
Can I see it?
Luke chapter 19, verse 27. The hated writing is still have it until today.
Because it gives an enlightened.
It gives this guidance. It tells you must kill everybody. What is the enlightened?
I was telling him the answer.
I advise you, my friend, to become a Muslim.
Okay, I have only one question. He says, one more.
Listen, man.
I don't want to be guided. I'm going to say what you say,
man. I don't want to be guided.
I said,
I'm not trying to guide
you. Anyhow,
you said that you should kill anyone who speaks against God.
You should.
Okay.
For the one who killed your son, what would you do? The one who killed your son, do you prefer him to be put in jail for 1 year or to be killed like your son? Tell me.
Yes,
sir.
It's human.
Are you sorry, it's a human?
Okay, it's a human. Okay, I want him to be dead. I might have
him. No.
I said it's a human. It's not from God. But it allows me. If I don't believe in Islam, then I don't believe in God.
Look, you put death and eye for an eye. You are opposing your own Bible. The Bible says, an eye for an eye.
The Old Testament.
The New Testament says, for those who do not follow my way, let me kill them.
No, but Jesus said, because in the past it was written, an eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. Mm-hmm. But a new commandment today I give you, love your enemies.
No, but you could look to you. You could look to you.
No.
Yeah, but that's a contradiction.
No, but what you said, what you said,
I
said
before,
look,
was from a parable.
Jesus said,
what you said was from a parable, a story when he said, the kingdom of God is like this. A man sets up a feast, and he sends out people to invite to the feast, and the people that he invited did not come. So he said, go out and get not the people I invited, but anyone who will come.
My God, that's right.
And then
when we find a contradiction.
And Jesus, that was not a word of Jesus preaching to his disciples saying, you go out and bring
Jesus. Jesus said, do you think that I came for peace? I'm telling you, no,
I
did not come for peace, but I came for sword. I came to separate the son against his father and the daughter against her mother. That's in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34.
Okay, that's a new religion, because some will believe and some will not. And they will...
Stop telling me about it!
Sorry,
اللي ضد الله اللي يحب الله اللي بيرفض دين الله هذا لازم يتأكل. That's what I'm telling you.
He's putting it's like a word. It's a new religion.
Now you're wasting the time now. I gave you the answer and you have no.
No, I'm not very flexible.
I ask Allah to let me be flexible in the future.
Not flexible with the truth. Not flexible with the truth.
Oh Allah.
We're not flexible with the truth. Inflexible.
Inflexible with the truth. But it is not.
Alright. Do you have any other questions? No other question. What is your question, my dear?
Yes,
They believe that Krishna came to the earth to save the people from their sins. That's the same concept, man. But you have the names are different, but the concept is the same.
But I believe that you cannot explain away God. You cannot describe everything and understand. There is mystery involved because God is higher than
you. Before you talk, don't jump to this level. Before you talk about the explanation, you have to investigate the book itself. Why? You have to ask yourself, why do we have different books? Why do we have a command in the Bible, in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 4, verse 9, where God says to Ezekiel, you must excrete and you mix your stool in the bread and bake it and eat it. You must ask yourself, can God give such a command?
I think that's a symbol of what we do every day. We live in our own shit.
Does God have, excuse me, does God have better symbols to give you? Or not?
I don't think
God is the creator of language. God is the creator of languages. Didn't he find any better language to use?
No, we're not better enough. We're not good enough to use better language.
You, but not God. God is perfect.
Yeah, but he's not talking about himself. He didn't say, I'm going to say he said you.
In the book of Hosea, look, excuse me, I'm asking you. You are a good person. Do you allow yourself to fornicate?
No.
You don't allow yourself. I'm sorry. Do you allow to marry a prostitute?
No.
Now in the book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 2, God in a... God says to Hosea,
marry a whore.
Yes. He told him to marry a whore. He did not say marry.
No.
No. He said, I know your mother must get married. He said, the first thing that God spoke to Hosea, he said to him, go and get for yourself a prostitute.
Not marry.
And have the sons of prostitution. That's what the Bible says. My friend, I don't want to corner you. I'm not.
I appreciate. I love this communication.
That's why we should not jump to the matter of explanation. How to explain this verse and how can we interpret this verse? No. Before that, investigate your own Bible. Is that the book of God or not? Why do we have different Bibles today? Why do we have the newer version, the King James Version, the Revised Standard Version, the New International Version, the Business Bible, the Living Bible? Why do we have all of these? Why don't we have one book? Now, at the last of my argument, if you know the Hebrew language, I urge you to go to any bookshop and to buy a Hebrew language Bible and to check in the book of Songs of Solomon. Chapter 5, verse 16, where you will find the name of Muhammad, even in the Bibles that you have today in the book of Psalms. You find the name of Muhammad.
I don't know.
Well, suppose you know him and you find his name in your own Bible. What would you do? You'll say no. Think about it. My friend.
There are many names of God.
I believe that the Americans are more open-minded than others. You know, I have a lot of discussions with them. If you are flexible and open-minded, go and take the things that I showed you and follow
them. What was it?
Pardon?
What?
The Songs of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 16. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, what I say, that, where is the brother? Yeah, I mean, not a lot of it. My argument with the Christians is based on many fundamental issues. The first one, that God is one. Everybody knows that God is one. Everybody knows that God is one. We find in the book of James, you tell me that God is one, fine, you do. But you know something? Take it back. But you know something? Satan believes that God is one. Would that give him any sort of salvation? When we say that God is one, it does not mean that we have to add a certain information in our brain that says, no, all right, I'll give you my confirmation that he's existed and he's one. That's not enough. And God did not create you for that. God created you to worship that one. Since you know that he is one, you are not allowed to say that Jesus is God. But Jesus was saying, my God. Jesus was saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? My God, why have you forsaken me? If Jesus said, my God, why did he say Jesus is God? He was calling another one, my God. How do you call him? He is my God. He came as a man. If we tell him, does God die? He said, well, God, Jesus the God died for us. He said, Jesus the God died for us. He said it before, that Jesus is God. And you believe that he died. And in the book of Thessalonians, the first Thessalonians, chapter 17, it says, it is God himself alone who has no death, who never dies. But you agree with me that Jesus died. If we agree upon all of these things, why don't we submit? Why don't we surrender to the truth? Why don't we follow the truth? You may tell me you want, you know, I've heard many arguments. People say, you will not guide me. You don't need guidance, for God knows better. If you seek guidance, God will open your heart for guidance, because God is more generous than me and you. But you have to do something. You have to be open-minded. You have to follow the truth. If you follow the truth, you will catch the truth. If you reject the truth, you won't be guided. Now, this is what the brother showed me. This is the version itself in the Hebrew form. Hiku manitakin hikulo Muhammadin zehdudi waji bihari baina Jerusalem. That is the Hebrew statement in the Hebrew Bible. And you can find it, the same statement in any Bible, that Hebrew Bible that you buy in any bookshop. Now, Muhammadin. He wrote a question for me. This Christian fellow, he's Lebanese. I'm from Lebanon. He's Lebanese. He wrote his question and he went away. So, I don't know. Inshallah, if we see him, and the hereafter we will answer his question.
Yeah, because he's not here. You want to hear? Okay.
So the Christians believe that God is one, and he is the creator of everything. But they believe that he took for himself.
Okay. He's the one who gave the system.
I'm sorry, no. I'm totally wrong. He's the questioner, not the other one.
Who are Muslim?
قبل ما تخلوا كتابي يقول كل سنة بكتابي ولا لا يقول لك لا إذا ما تقنعه لا إذا ما تكلموا عن الإسراء He's asking me about a certain fellow, a Christian fellow, who asked him that question. Do you Muslims believe that God raised Muhammad to heaven? So the man said, I want to give him an answer. I said, ask him if he believes in your book. He said, he told me that I don't believe in your book. So what's the argument? The book says that God ascended Muhammad to the heavens. What does he want? He wants a document from God to be sent down. So, the best thing that you talk about the common terms, do you believe in God as one, or do you believe that God is three? That's the first question that should be raised upon you together. Now, if he tells me, what is the proof that your prayer is right?
You should not.
This is wrong for you to give such as you because you're going to put yourself in trouble. Talk about basic things, fundamental issues, and then if you accept the fundamental issues, you come to the point which is less than that. Don't let him drone you down. Right? In Islam, if you would allow me to read something, give me the Quran, give me the Quran. Can you give me this one? That Allah, that it is He whom all who are in the heavens and the earth praise, and the birds in their flight, or eat, He knows verily the worship and the praise, and Allah is aware of all that you do. And unto Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and unto Allah is the journey. Haven't you seen how Allah the clouds, I don't like this old language. Then gathers them, then makes them layers, and you see the rain come forth from between them. He sends down from the heaven mountains wherein his hail, and smits there with whom he will, and averts it from whom he will, the flashing of his lightning. All but stands away the sight. Allah causes the revolution of the day and the night. Lo, herein is indeed a lesson for those who see. Whatever you have been given is an enjoyment of the life of this world and adornment, and that which is Allah is better, and that hereafter which is with Allah is better and will remain forever. Have you then no sense? He whom we have promised an excellent promised paradise, which he will find true, like him whom we have made to enjoy the luxuries of the life of this world. That's why we have to ask ourselves. We were created to worship Allah and to follow His way. That is the test. Look, if we ask you, if you go to Saudi Arabia and you look for a job, you will be given £10,000. Would you go to Saudi Arabia? £10,000, man. By year I won't go myself. Now, it's because, you know, this is something that you need for yourself. This is beneficial thing. I'm asking you about something more beneficial for you, the salvation of the hereafter. Would you go and look for it or not? Even if it's in China. Pardon? What is bullshit? Can you tell me who you are? Are you Christian now?
You know you're
What are you? Are you Christian?
No,
oh, you are atheist. Look for your God. Go and look for your Creator. Go and look for your God. Huh? Yes. If you rectify your character. No. If you be polite, you are not polite now. No, you're not polite. You go to hell. If you speak politely, I'll speak with you politely. I'm asking you, do you want to be polite or not? You came with the word bullshit. Listen, the animals.
Why do you want
the truth?
Don't ask me.
We have no proof for you, go on.
Okay.
The animal is better than you. You are using the food of God and the water of God and you are ignoring him.
How do you know that?
Go to hell. Go to hell.
How did Hitler meet you?
Hitler.
Why are you running away?
Okay, listen. I mean, how can you deal with such people? Oh, tell me. He wants to prove that God is existing. Look, man, he's subtle. He is subtle. If we're looking, we don't need to see to say why can you prove God to me. He is supporting you. He is providing you. You are using his food to remain alive. And you say, can he prove that he's existed?
Excuse me, I got to get rubbish. I just want to...
God bless you. Take care of yourself. And your Lord creates whosoever he wills and chooses. No choice have they in any matter. Glorified be to Allah and exalted above all that they associate partners with him. And your Lord knows what their best conceal and what they reveal, and he is Allah, la ilaha illa hu. There is no other God but he is all praise in the first and in the last, and for him is the decision, and to him shall you all be returned. Say, O Muhammad, tell me, if Allah made night continuous for you till the day of resurrection, Who is an ilah, another God, besides Allah, who could bring you life? If Allah makes the day forever, who can make a night for you? If he makes the night forever, who can change that and bring the life for you? Except the Creator. These people, they say, can you prove God to me? Yes, I can prove God to you. You know when? When you fall into big trouble, you don't need my proof. When you fall into big trouble, you don't need my proof anymore. You will say the first thing, oh my God, help me. You will feel that you are so weak and you need a strong one to help you and to support you. You will never ask about the proof. If we really seek the proof for God's existence, we are really stupid. God told us that Moses said to Pharaoh, you know it better in your heart. You know what you're ignoring. Those people are ignoring God. They are arrogant. There is no one who says, I don't believe in God. Prove him for me. But you will find the proof of his corruption by his actions. The way that he is speaking, his character is so arrogant. That is why we don't have to argue with these people. Tell him, I don't have the proof. But you have it in your heart. And that's enough.
We're in England.
Yes.
in the Quran is
But first of all, you have to understand something. The Quran does not come on its own. By necessity, you have to have the hadith with the Quran. And the Quran itself indicates to this. Okay? In that the Quran says that we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, the reminder, and we made you the one to explain it. So first of all, the Quran is explained by the Prophet Muhammad. Secondly, what the Prophet said and what he did, Allah mentioned in the Quran, okay, that the Prophet does not speak of his own desires, okay, that it is nothing else but a revelation which is revealed. Whenever the Prophet spoke in matters of religion, that was according to what Allah had revealed to him. You understand? This is not in matters of, you know, should we grow the grass like this or should we grow it like that? Should we grow the grapes or the dates like this or like that? But in matters of religion, when the Prophet spoke, he spoke as a prophet. And the angel Gabriel brought down the Quran, and the angel Gabriel brought down the revelation, the Sunnah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are both revelations, okay? And there is no separating one from the other. Secondly, whatever Allah revealed in Islam 1,400 years ago is relevant throughout all the ages until the Day of Judgment. Okay? Anything that you think is not relevant is merely according, you know, really you will find either, you'll find, if you're a Muslim, you'll find that this which you thought was not true. Because, and he said, Allah has given me two things. He's given me the Quran and something like it along with it. Okay? He's given me the Quran and something like it along with it. Like it, and it is revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Along with it, the Sunnah. You know, and there's many, so many, many things that make it very clear that, but if we mean by Sunnah, you know, the way I dress, this is not what we mean. Okay? It's not, this is an aspect of this, is another matter. But in the Sunnah we mean how the Prophet prayed, how he fasted, how he taught us to make Hajj, how he taught us to implement the laws of Allah, how he taught us to fight jihad. For example, that quote I gave to you about how to fight war was from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You understand? That was not from the Quran. That was from what the Prophet said, and that's just as relevant today as it was then. And at the end of the day, if you want to say that anything about Islam, you have to bring a proof. You understand? That what distinguishes this religion, a Muslim, a true Muslim, is that his religion and his worship in his creator, Allah, is based on knowledge and proof. You understand? So now if you want to say...
It's knowledge and proof in a particular framework. It's knowledge and proof in this one framework.
It's knowledge and proof.
It's not knowledge. Can I give you the proof?
It's
not
knowledge.
Let me give you the proof. The proof is...
I'll leave you in the competent hands of Abu Shalom. I have to go, inshallah.
Now, if you want to know the truth of the book, read it and find out if it contains mistakes or not. Because that is the challenge that has been taken.
It's the Quran.
Alright, so the question is about the Sunnah, for example. It's about the Sunnah. The Sunnah is the explanation of the Quran. Now, God preserved this book through many things. He preserved the book through His Sunnah also. Because I and you may differ about the meaning of that certain book. Where's the Kathirin? We find the explanation of the Quran in the Sunnah. I cannot explain the Quran by my own desire, because then I say, well, my mind differs than your mind. Our mind differs. Now, to whom we return? If my mind and your mind differ, we go to the Sunnah of the Prophet. How the Prophet explains this certain verse. So, by that, even the meaning, because, you know, Christians, they change even the meaning and even the names. You find the names are also changed, not only the words. Therefore, Allah preserved His book, the Quran, through the Quran itself and through the Sunnah, which explains everything that you want to know, even about the Quran itself. And it is revelation. For God said in the Quran, it is we who reveal the book, and on us is the perfection. I'm sorry, I gave up that translation. It is we who reserve, who reveal the revelation. It is not the book. I'm sorry. The revelation, a dhikr, in Arabic, the Arabic word. A dhikr, and it is on us to protect. To protect the revelation. So we should not think that God preserved the Quran but not the Sunnah, because the Sunnah is also revelation. It's revelation. It's an explanation of the Quran. Therefore, no one can play games. As what you find, for example, in Christianity. If Jesus testified today, and you call him, hey Jesus, well, who are you calling? I'm not Jesus. That's not my name. If you call Peter, Peter, where are you? I'm not Peter, I'm Petros. I'm not Peter, I'm Petros. So by that, the Sunnah is explained. You see, we in Islam today, we can find out easily what is the wrong, because there are wrong narrations, false narrations, and true narrations. And you have people who dedicated their life, all their life, for one job, to follow up the narration. There are people who are specialized in the narrators, in the character, in the biography of the narrator. They know this certain narrator, when he was born, who are his teachers, who are his students, what was his character, how many hadith he memorized, how many hadith he narrated, where did he get the hadith, and to whom he delivered it. They know all of, we have hundreds of volumes, believe me. Hundreds of volumes. We can pick, I mean, just let anyone make any false hadith. That's better. And give it to me. Tell me. You know, these are the narrators. We can find it out immediately, even. This is another man. And by that, God preserves the Sunnah of His Prophet. So there is no way also to change the meaning of the Quran. I hope them to start giving an answer to that.
Right. Now, Quran and Sunnah combined. No, still don't get our 100% rules for everything for the Quran.
I did not get your question.
Right. And Quran and Sunnah combined, are they sufficient
The Quran wants to mention all details that should be happening. All details. You will be having cars, you will be having subways. It's right to ride subways. But it is not right to ride the airplane, for example. You think these details should be mentioned in one volume? It will be hundreds of volumes. So the Quran gives the basis. The basis of all the things that you want to know during your whole life. From the time it was revealed until the day of judgment.
So how do you get now the rules to change the philosophy?
Take an example. If you want to establish a school today, for example, and there was no school in the same format that we have today, all right? We go to the Quran and the Sunnah. For example, we say, we see. Is it wrong to want to have a school? No. The Quran urged us to teach his knowledge. Etc. So it does not agree with the basis of the Quran. But it doesn't mean that Allah has to mention all details of every single blessing. What about the atomic bomb? Shall we invent it or we should not invent it? The Quran gives you the basis of all the details. of what you need really in your life. Give you a small example of that.
It's a matter of interpretation of this word.
Pardon?
Of course, it's a matter of different people. I mean, depending on your
It's gone to think that everything is prepared, just like you know, a cake prepared for us. It's not to think that everything is prepared and we don't have to think. We don't have to use our mind. No, that's wrong. But we use our mind. God created it for work. Only to have work to think about, you know, life means issues. No. But rather to think about religious means of not only this. People today are very open-minded with things concerning the matters of life. But when it comes to the matter of religion, you go and find even there how black-minded are they. They don't think. So, yes, just one second. Yes, there are interpretations. Believe there are interpretations for the Quran and for the Sunnah that these things should be permitted. People who are giving these interpretations, they should be qualified. Those who study the Quran.
And they should be much less barriers than the actual, and the truth can be wrong. Sure.
But they must be knowledgeable people, scholars, I mean. If he makes some ishtihad, it means exercises. He tries his best to find out the best opinion. The Prophet said, if he makes it wrong, he will be given one reward. If he makes the price, he will be given two rewards. Because he tried his best, but he did not find the truth in certain matters. He will be rewarded in both ways, whether he made it right or wrong. I hope you understand this. But the one who gives his own opinion, which was based on his ignorance, is not rewarded, even if he made it right. Because you are not
aligned as well.
Yes, I mean, For example, if I give an interpretation, you are not allowed to interpret the Quran except through certain basis. You have to get knowledge. How can you interpret the Quran while you are ignorant, for example? So he made it like this. Yes, this is my interpretation. And it was right, but the procedure was wrong. Because I hope you understand what I mean. The approach is wrong.
This is not what I meant.
I meant a person who gives dangerous decisions. Because when he talked about, when you interpret the Quran, he said, come, listen. Okay. When you interpret the Quran, that is a dangerous matter. It's not a normal matter that you interpret as if you are interpreting any other matter. You are interpreting the Book of God, the Word of God. You have to know what you're saying. Even if you made it right, the approach is wrong. You're not going to be punished, or you're not going to be. It's not considered wrong because the answer itself, because of the approach. We are not allowed to speak without knowledge. That is the case. I hope it's understood to you. Are you a Muslim? You're not Muslim, Christian?
No.
You are agnostic? You are atheist?
No, I'm not an atheist.
Agnostic?
Atheist.
Searching for the truth? How do you feel? Is it close to you, the truth? Now, but all of it. Alhamdulillah, may Allah guide you. May Allah open your heart for guidance. But be careful. When you study more about Islam and you don't follow it, it's dangerous. You know, one person says, I believe in Islam, but it's true religion, but I don't want to follow it. I say, you're not Muslim already. He said, no, I'm Christian. I said, no, you're not Christian, you know, you are Jew. Because the Jews know the best, the good, the truth, there is a truth. So I hope you follow the truth. May God bless you.